renewable natural gas. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Small-scale biogas systems have collected methane from landfills, sewage plants, and farms for decades. Here in the U.S., biogas is finally catching up with modern techniques with the advent of third-party operators introducing more sophisticated technology to capture methane and pump it directly into pipelines. Renewable methane, or natural gas, represents a significant, mostly unexploited source of energy. Examples include the vast amounts of methane generated by manure from some of the 2,300 hog farms in eastern North Carolina, biodigesters that can turn clusters of large California dairy farms into energy hubs, as well as diverting food waste from landfills and transforming it into vehicle and heating fuels. According to a 2014 EPA study, the U.S. could support at least 13,000 biogas facilities fed by manure, landfill gas, and biosolids from sewage treatment plants. Those facilities could produce over 650 billion cubic feet of biogas per year, enough renewable energy to power 3 million homes. A study by the World Resources Institute estimated that the 50 million tons of organic waste sent to landfills or incinerated every year in the U.S. has the energy content of 6 billion gallons of diesel fuel, amounting to 15% of all diesel consumed by heavy-duty trucks and buses. Utilizing all that biogas could help lower greenhouse gas emissions from some of the most difficult sectors to decarbonize: transportation, industry, and heating buildings. In addition, ramped-up renewable gas could keep organic waste out of landfills and prevent manure runoff into rivers and water supplies. Renewable natural gas could be the next big thing in green energy. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.